And speaking of the devil, here's our TSN Hockey Insider, Bob McKenzie. How you doing, Bob?
Excellent, boys. How you doing tonight?
Doing pretty well. Yeah, we've been talking about the premier of Alberta a bit this afternoon, like openly pleading with the NHL to have Edmonton as a hub city. And kind of sounds like, based on what Rashog has been tweeting and reporting, that this whole, you know, closed border, 14-day quarantine, they're probably going to bend the rules for sports, or potentially. Are you hearing something similar to that? What's your take on this?
Well, not specifically. Listen, the NHL's reaction to the border being closed all along has been, listen, we're not sure it's going to be a huge issue for us by the time we get started, or whatever the case may be. In terms of bending the rules, I've heard, obviously I'm not a political guy, I don't cover politics, and ultimately, you know, the issue isn't so much the closed border, because I could easily see, and this is just my viewpoint, it's not based on information, I could easily see the government saying, we want NHL hockey back on, we're going to declare it an essential service, therefore getting American players or European players into Canada, as long as they observe the 14-day quarantine, that I could see something like that happening. I'm not sure I could see anybody, any political person, and certainly not the Prime Minister. Again, my viewpoint as a guy who doesn't know anything about politics, I'd be really surprised if there's any political capital in, as much as the Alberta Premier Kenny wants games, as much as I'm sure BC Premier John Horgan wants games, as much as, you know, Brendan Shanahan and Larry Tannenbaum and MLSE would love games and have a hub in Toronto, I'd be absolutely shocked if there's a political upside to the Prime Minister of Canada standing up and saying, after you've got very specific rules, saying the border's closed for all but essential traffic, and there's a 14-day quarantine when you show up, and you've got to give the address that you're being quarantined at, you've got to enlist your support staff, who's going to give you groceries, who's going to take care of you, whatever. I'd be shocked if a Prime Minister of Canada stands up and says, you know what, we're going to wait the 14 days for the NHL players. Everybody else has to do it, but you guys don't. I honestly, I couldn't see that. That's just my two cents. And as I said, I think the whole, the border's closed, the border's open, whatever the case may be, I could see exceptions being made for essential services to declare the NHL essential, but that would still, I think, necessitate quarantining, and that might be the thing that would slow things up and gum up the works enough that the NHL might look at things. Now, Ryan Rashog tweeted too that it's Jason Kenney, right? The Premier of Alberta.
Jason Kenney, yeah.
So the Jason Kenney may have more, and that there may be something to address the quarantine aspect. So we'll see what comes, because people tend to try and get creative. But in terms of a principle or a philosophy, for the Prime Minister of Canada to stand up and say no quarantine for NHL players coming to the country, I can't see that.
Bobby, yeah. What's the motivation for, like, wanting in your own city? I mean, it's not like the economy, like, there's no restaurants, there's no bars. It's like, why are they pumping the tires? I know everybody would probably be proud to be a host, but it's like, it's not like it's going to benefit too many people. They're going to be at the hotel, eating at the hotel, or that's it.
Right, but nevertheless, it's still a large group. If there's 12 teams show up in Edmonton, and whatever the spinoff, and to your point, you're right. I mean, it's not like they're going to be running out to Sherlock Holmes for beers at night.
Right.
So, but nevertheless, you've still got 12 NHL teams, and you got to figure their traveling party is probably 50 people a pop. So you're talking, 600 plus people descending on your city, and still it creates some buzz and whatever. But you're right. I started thinking about this, like, the Canadian public, how eager are they to have any Toronto, Vancouver, or Edmonton hub cities if you can't go watch a game? Does it really matter? I mean, the autograph seekers might be camped out outside the hotel which is the whole idea you're trying to avoid, is keep people away from them. They're sequestered and what have you. So, I mean, ultimately, if the NHL comes back, it's entirely a made-for-television event. And I don't know that there's any geographic sort of pride other than the economic boost that you get from that group being in a hotel or a number of hotels. And that's it.
Well, I do think, though, there would be the optics would be, hey, we're open for business in an era where
right.
business is closed.
True.
And I do think there's a lot of value in that. I'm not overly political, but I know enough to know that people in Alberta aren't exactly Justin Trudeau's biggest fan. And
that's
he might
sure.
be thinking, I might have to throw them a bone here. I'm being serious, though. Like, if Kenny's really pushing Trudeau, that's going to be tough for him because he said no to that province on a number of occasions on things that they found important. I'm not saying the whole province is dying to have 12 NHL teams there, clearly. But if the premier has put his neck out, which he has, like he's openly pleading, like come here, mm-hmm. come to Edmonton. He must know Trudeau is either going to accept it or already has accepted it. And I'm envisioning that being the case because to play the devil's advocate there, Bob, you're right about the quarantine and the optics of that. Wait a minute, we all have to go through this, but they don't. But if they show up and they test before they even leave the plane, that might be their way around it. Like, we're testing these
right.
guys, and if they all come back negative, why do they have to quarantine for 14 days? That
right.
might be the answer. I don't know. I mean, I'm just spitballing here as a contrarian to the point.
Wolf Blitzer.
I be honest before you jump in, Bob. Like, I think they're quarantining. I think everyone will quarantine. It's just a matter, like, it's the timeline. Like we were talking about before Bob came on, Brian, is I think they feel they've got plenty of time because if they're looking at July, you can quarantine for 2 weeks and then still have a three-week training camp and then some games. Like, I think they believe they've still got the time to work out everything that would be asked of them.
You know, the insiders have a bit of a group chat that we do. And last week we were talking about this very subject and we said, you know, the upside to Canadian City as a hub is this is an expensive proposition. And if everything in hockey is based on U.S. dollars, all the players get paid in U.S. dollars, everybody gets paid in U.S. dollars. If you can come to a place for a hub and put 12 teams in a place where it's Canadian dollars, and I haven't checked what the exchange is lately, but it's got to be close to 40 cents.
41.
You know, so, you know, there's a huge economic benefit to having a Canadian city as a hub. But the flip side is, if there are what you would, word I say this the correct way, if there might be more rigid regulations as a result of health and governmental agencies, who are going to make it more difficult to do it. You got to weigh one versus the other and you know, and figure out where you come down on it. You know, because on, you know, you got to believe that if they go to Vegas, there's not likely to be as much oversight in Las Vegas from government and health officials as there would be in just about any Canadian city, maybe even Edmonton.
These two guys would be devastated if they had to go to Vegas and they couldn't do the things they like to do in Vegas.
Well, hey,
gambling,
drinking, gamble. You could do all of that stuff. It's just you're going to be. It sounds like if Vegas is a hub, and I spoke to somebody out of Vegas today too. Like if it is a hub, they take over a hotel and the hotel can be self-sufficient. And like the one thing that I think people are losing sight of too in the grand scheme of this is. Bob, you brought up a great point, the Canadian to U.S. dollar. If it is in Edmonton, the Oilers aren't playing in Edmonton. And same thing, if it's in Toronto, the Leafs aren't playing in Toronto.
No, you know what, Noodles? I think that story got out there, and my understanding is that that's not the case. That they're not, the NHL is not concerned about home teams playing in their hub.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And,
That's
my understanding. No, you know, there's certainly not an advantage in terms of home crowd because there is no crowd. Now, you might potentially, depending what the rules are for visiting family, you might have better access to your family than others. But I mean, right. at the end of the day, if the hub makes sense, I don't think they're going to kibosh it because they perceive there might be some value for the Oilers or the Golden Knights in their respective locations. And it's funny because you're right. Vegas is an interesting one because there's no shortage, obviously, of hotels. And my understanding is that, you know, that they've already put together at least one hotel there has offered up saying we would be your home, your NHL home. Nobody in the entire hotel slash resort would be anybody but NHL oriented. And obviously it's everything's very close to the rink. And so it becomes easy. Edmonton's the same deal. You know, I believe it's a huge JW Marriott attached to Rogers Place or Rogers Arena or whatever the hell they call the rink there in Edmonton. So you could do the same sort of thing where if you want to lock 12 teams down in a luxury facility that has, you know, enough restaurants and whatever on premises, you could do it. So that, you know, that's what makes it attractive. And I mean, hey, listen, you could ultimately do the same thing in Toronto and ultimately you could do the same thing in Vancouver, but we'll wait and see what happens.
Well, it does seem like this 2014 playoff structure is picking up steam, and nothing is a lock until it's written in stone.
Right.
You know, and I guess there's still potential for regular season games. I mean, owners are really talking now.
Yeah,
it seems like.
I don't think the regular season's happening. That's my opinion. I know Bettman always has I think it's more of force of habit, and I could be wrong, but I don't see 31 teams coming back, and so the 2014 thing is the one that's getting a lot of mileage. Now, I will tell you this. I talked to a lot of general managers and hockey people today, and they're not all of them are in love with the 2014 concept because they think it's too broad. They think it, you know, we talked about this for the better part of a week now, but it's starting to crystallize that if you do, okay, so let's lay this out. Top 12 teams in a hub. Let's use the Eastern Conference as an example. Your top four teams on points percentage would be separated from everybody else. So that would be in the East, it would be Boston, Tampa Bay, Washington, and Philadelphia. You then seed the teams by point percentage after that down to 12 total. So number 5 is Pittsburgh, number 6 is Carolina, number 7 is the Islanders, number 8 is Toronto, number 9 is Columbus, number 10 is Florida, number 11 is New York, and number 12 is Montreal. So Montreal's got a 500-point percentage. The Pittsburgh Penguins, their first-round opponent, if it is a best-of-5, which has been talked about, and so have round-robin games, but the sense we've had, and again, all this moves on a daily basis, so tell the grappler not to be quoting me on any of this. Cause, you know,
it's Al's brother today.
You know, Al's brother just better be careful. That's all I can tell him. Anyways, yeah. But you know, you got Montreal with a 500-point percentage. You got Pittsburgh with a 623-point percentage. Montreal's, on the day the season was paused, somebody would have to go look at one of those websites that tells you what your chances of making the playoffs were. But I'm going to guess that Montreal's were somewhere between 1% and 5%, 1% and 3% on the day of the pause. So now all of a sudden you've created a new system, a pandemic rules, which is to say there are none. And now Montreal is going to go in against Pittsburgh potentially in a best of five with a 50. What's the chances of them winning? I got to think 40-50% realistically.
Yeah, neutral site, no fans.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody's had 4 months off. It's like a whole new season. Like whatever happened in the past is so long ago, it almost doesn't count. And so Montreal's chances of being a play, well, their chances of being a playoff team went from 1% or 2% to, we'll call it 40 or 50, because to get to the 24 is the play-in round. But if they beat Pittsburgh in the first round, 50-50 chance of that happening. Now they're into the play. They're in the round of 16. And so people are saying, why would you give Montreal? And the flip side is Chicago on the other side. So Chicago on the Western Conference, St. Louis, Colorado, Vegas, and Dallas would be the top 4 point percentage teams in the West. Edmonton at 5, Nashville at 6, Vancouver at 7, Calgary at 8, Winnipeg at 9, Minnesota at 10, Arizona at 11, Chicago at 12. Chicago's got a 5-14 win percentage. They'd be going up against Edmonton, who's got a 585 win percentage. And again, is it fair that Chicago gets to play a best of five against Edmonton? And, you know, and so, I mean, here's an interesting one. It's a made for television event, right? We all agree on that?
Yep.
So if you have a best of five between Chicago and Edmonton and Montreal and Pittsburgh in the first round, you stand, there's a potential there, 40-50% chance that you lose Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid in the first round of the playoffs. Not even the first round of the playoffs, because we haven't even got to the playoffs.
The play-in.
That's the play-in. So, you know, and hey, listen, that's, some people would say that's the price of poker. That's the way it goes. And that could be true if you were in the round of 16. You know, Edmonton wouldn't be guaranteed. They would move out of the first round. Neither would Pittsburgh. In the conventional playoffs, so you could still have McDavid and Crosby on the sidelines. But let's be clear: Montreal and Chicago are inferior teams that are not playoff teams, and now you're giving them an opportunity because of the pandemic. Potentially, if that framework that we talked about was being used. Now, one interesting wrinkle too: we'd be led to believe that it would probably be the top four teams would be separated from 5 through 12. So 5 through 12 would do the play-in games. 1 through 4 might have a round robin to play some games and determine their seedings in the 1, 2, 3, and 4 slots. But what if they did take and say the top two teams in each division instead of the top four point percentage? And the only reason I bring it up is because I talked about Chicago and Edmonton potentially facing off in a first round. If you took the top two from the Pacific Division, it would be Vegas and Edmonton, and Dallas would lose on points percentage. It'd be St. Louis and Colorado, and it would be Dallas in the five hole playing against Chicago. So, you know, there's a lot riding on it from Edmonton's perspective in terms of what format they decide how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
I just hope they figure this out soon, because, like, I have no idea what to expect. I hope they play, but what you just explained, Bob, would explain why they're talking every day, because of all the different potential options, where they're going to play, how they're going to make it work, who's in the running, who likes it, who doesn't. And you know, we're only through mid-May, and we're likely not playing if we do it all for another 2 months. So,
exactly.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. All right, Bob. Well, we'll do it again later in the week, and I'm sure we'll have more answers at that point, I would assume.
Oh, we might not.
We may not. We'll take a couple steps backward before we have to take three forward. All right, Bob. Exactly. We'll do it Thursday.
All right, fellas. Thanks a lot.
Bob McKenzie, our TSN Hockey Insider.